This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. The state of Kentucky's death toll from this weekend's devastating tornadoes now stands at 74, according to the governor. A two-month-old whose family tried to protect her by putting her in a car seat. A 94-year-old Korean War veteran from Arkansas. A longtime florist in Tennessee who recently started on her new adventure as an airport security worker. A Kentucky judge known for his common sense. They are all among the dead throughout the five states in the Midwest and South. At a news conference, Mayfield, Kentucky Mayor Kathy Stewart Onan says she's moved by all the help the city is getting after it was torn apart by the storm.
We're here to support each other. We are overwhelmed with the outpouring of help and aid locally, from our state government and from the federal government.
President Joe Biden is scheduled to travel to Kentucky Wednesday to be briefed by officials on the destruction caused by the storms and visit the affected areas. It has been 1 year since the first of the COVID-19 vaccines rolled out of an American manufacturing facility. That means it's been the first full year of the biggest vaccination drive in American history. Experts believe the vaccine has saved many lives, but has left many behind. The COVID-19 vaccines have proven incredibly safe and wildly effective, and many hoped they would bring an end to the crisis. But a year later, too many Americans remain unvaccinated and too many are dying. According to AP reporting, the U.S. was at 300,000 deaths when the COVID vaccination drive began. Today, the death toll is at 800,000. We have more stories on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. A wide range of businesses reopened to the public in Austria Monday, one day after authorities ended recent national lockdown restrictions to battle the latest surge of COVID-19 infections. The lockdown had been imposed last month. Under the revised rules, however, unvaccinated people will still be restricted from leaving their houses, except for work or essential business, such as grocery shopping or doctor's visits. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention advised Americans against travel to Italy, Greenland, and Mauritius on Monday, the CDC citing COVID-19 concerns. The CDC now lists 84 destinations as level 4, very high classification, including nearly all of Europe. The United States imposed new rules effective December 6th, requiring international travelers arriving in the United States to obtain a negative COVID-19 test within 1 day of travel. Now a look at how the U.S. stock market is responding to COVID's impact on travel. Wall Street ended lower on Monday with shares of Carnival Corp and several airlines tumbling. Investors are worried about the Omicron coronavirus variant ahead of a Federal Reserve meeting later this week. Travel-related stocks fell, with the fast-spreading variant accounting for around 40% of COVID-19 infections in London and at least one death in the United Kingdom. Several cruise line companies all slumped. Western powers still have not had real negotiations with Iran at talks on rescuing the 2015 nuclear deal. And senior diplomats from France, Britain, and Germany said on Monday that unless there is a swift progress, that deal will soon be an empty shell. The diplomats from the so-called E3 said in a statement, time is running out. The statement was an unusually blunt and pessimistic assessment of efforts to revive the deal under which Iran limited its nuclear program in return for relief from U.S., European Union, and U.N. economic sanctions. Then President Donald Trump pulled the United States out of the agreement in 2018 and reimposed U.S. sanctions, prompting Iran to begin violating its nuclear restrictions about a year later. Israeli Prime Minister Naftali Bennett said Monday he is very optimistic following a historic 2-day trip to the United Arab Emirates, during which he met with Abu Dhabi Crown Prince Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan. You can read more about this story in full on VOAnews.com. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.